The Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week. From Britton Deerfield Football, we welcome Luke Weiser to Inside the Cave. Good morning, Luke. Hi, Luke. Pat Hayes from 96.5 The Cave, and want to congratulate you on being named our Athlete of the Week from Britton Deerfield Football. You had quite a week this last week. Two touchdowns, 194 yards rushing. Tell us about that game and a nice victory for Britton Deerfield.
It was hard. The other team played really well, I think. Even though the score didn't say that, I think they were tough, and my line did very good, offensive line. So I think it was a great victory, and I'm glad we could win.
Well, Luke, you're one game away from playing for the state championship. So how have you prepared this week? Any differently, getting ready for the game? A little bit of an uncommon opponent. Your last two games have been against teams that you already had played. But this week, playing an opponent that you haven't seen, at least on the field.
Not really. I haven't really prepared differently. I just think the same thing every week. We just got to do what we do. And I don't know that the new team looks pretty good, but no, I don't think I prepared differently. No.
Now, do you play on the defensive side as well, Luke?
Yes.
What position do you play?
Defensive back.
Okay. And you've done that all year long, probably. I would assume.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't get much rest. What are you a senior, Luke?
Yes, sir.
So what's been your leadership role on the team this year as a senior and a guy that's played football there?
I just try and keep everybody together and cool-headed. You know, sportsmanship is something I like having throughout the whole team, and our coach likes having throughout the whole team. So I just make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, and that's make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and that's pretty much all I do.
Well, I like to hear that because a lot of our athletes mentioned that the sportsmanship piece is, you know, just really important at the high school level. But you're going to have a heck of a crowd there Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Or Saturday, I'm sorry.
Saturday evening.
Yeah, and of course you'll be taking on Morris team. I'm sure you've seen some film on them. Can you tell us what their strengths are?
They run hard and they run fast. They're a good team running the ball. They run a lot of similar offense to us. So they have good running backs, I'd say, and they're on defense. They'll hit you. They like to hit hard. So their linebackers and defensive backs, I'd say, are their keys.
So they're going to be running the ball quite a bit versus the pass.
Yeah, they will not pass the ball as much. Like, we don't pass the ball, so.
Well, when you play a team like that, do you have a tendency to creep up as a defensive back, Luke, and get more involved in stopping the run, or do you still have to stay with your assignment?
So it's actually kind of hard to do either because they will sneak in a pass every once in a while, so you do have to play your guy. But I feel like when we play these teams, I'll creep up and be ready to make a tackle, like on the running back. But, I still got to read my guy just a bit just to make sure that there's no passing going around.
Right. Luke, do you play some other sports out there at Britton Deerfield?
Yes. I play basketball and baseball.
Yeah, so you're a three-sport guy. What a desire to go to the next level and play at either football or one of those other sports?
Yes, I really like to play college football.
Oh, that's great. Tell us about some of the players on your team that are getting those blocks for you so you can score all those touchdowns.
We have Owen Bates. He's our guard. He's a power guard, I think. But every time I run the ball, he like pulls for me, and I just read his block. And if I read his block, and Henry Bates is his brother, they're pulling. I read their blocks, and I'm gone. So it's just like, and then we have our center Julian Day. He's like perfect snapping the ball. I've never seen a center as good as he is, and he's doing a great job blocking too. It's just like effortless when I run because they're so good.
Look, I've never seen an 8-man game, and I hate to admit that, but I haven't. Do you ever take does the quarterback ever take a snap under center? Unless maybe it's to end the game, but does your quarterback pretty much take a snap from center?
Yeah, he does. He'll go under center and shotgun. We have like the same type of different formations, kind of, but with less people, of course.
Yeah.
Now, with you being in Division II, which is the smallest of the 8-man divisions, how many players do you have on your team, and how many of those guys go both ways?
I want to say we have like 17 players on our team, or more, a few more than that. But we have about, I'd say, 3 of us go both ways.
Okay. So it's not everybody going both ways, which is good. But tell us about your coaches over there, Britt and Deerfield. What a difference they make in the way you have been winning this season.
They have been very confident and told us every week. They tell us not to be complacent. That's something key. Eric Johnson, our head coach. He's always like looking out for us, and he tells us that if we want to win, we can't be complacent. We gotta look at the next play. So even if they make a play, we gotta punch them back and make the next play.
Luke, looking back on your season, what do you think has been the difference in terms of going back now all the way to the summer? What's been the secret sauce for Britt and Deerfield this year? Did it start back in the summer? Did it start in fall camp, or where do you think it all started to where you're at today?
I think it started in the summer, early in the summer, very early, because everybody came in with a mindset in the summer, and everybody was there. Everybody showed up to everything, but it was just a mindset that we had to win even before we had our plays and we were just practicing, just getting ready, just warming up.
Do you have a lot of seniors on the team, a lot of guys that are in their last go-around?
Yeah, we have about 8 out of the 17. So.
Oh, boy, yeah. So a rebuilding year for next year then?
We actually have a lot of juniors. So our whole offensive line is juniors.
Okay.
And our quarterback is a junior. So. Yeah.
Oh, great. All right. Well, Luke, we want to congratulate you on being our Athlete of the Week, and we have a certificate here for you, a cave sticker, a cave towel, and we'll be bringing that over to Britt and Deerfield probably tomorrow to drop that off and maybe get a picture of you. So, again, continued success and, of course, good week, good luck this Saturday with your game with Morris.
Thank you very much. It was very nice speaking with you.
All right. Congratulations again to Luke Weiser for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners, creating opportunities for success.
Missing a few days of school may not seem like a lot, but lost time adds up. Did you know that missing just 2 days a month can impact academic performance? When students attend school consistently, they gain knowledge, skills, and experiences that will help them succeed, not just in school, but in life. Regular attendance helps students build positive habits, stay connected with their peers and teachers, and take full advantage of the resources and support available to them. Make school attendance a priority this year. Visit lisd.us/attendance to learn more.
And, of course, thanks to the LISD for sponsoring our Athlete of the Week program.